USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate has a lot to do before the year is over.
My Republican colleagues and I have stated over and over that we still want to pass more coronavirus relief for the American people.
The Kentucky Republican opening the Senate accusing Democrats of holding the aid hostage so they could get other things that he described as a wish list. Regarding a coronavirus stimulus plan, Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says we need to go big.
We need a comprehensive bill that meets the needs of the American people.
More troops are coming home. The acting Pentagon chief has confirmed the United States is reducing its military presence in the Middle East. In Afghanistan, about half the troops are withdrawing, leaving 2,500. That same amount will remain in Iraq. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The pandemic is forcing millions of Americans to scale back their Thanksgiving plans against the backdrop of travel restrictions and advisories on large gatherings. As a result, many grocery store chains and turkey farmers are left to grapple with what could be demand for more birds.
This year, our turkey sales have, I want to say, tripled. A lot of small turkeys, medium turkeys, since the COVID started. A lot of people have been coming back to the farm to eat, to get their foods, and we were one of the few that did curb service since day one, and you know what? We helped feed the people.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. According to data from Kroger, the nation's largest grocery store chain, 43% of shoppers plan to celebrate Thanksgiving at home with those in their immediate household. We may be just over a week out from Thanksgiving, but Phoenix, Arizona is still feeling the heat. A record high set on Monday of 91 degrees, and another one possibly set to be broke on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Target caved to activists last week briefly by pulling a book deemed transphobic by one Twitter user from its shelves before reversing its decision amid backlash. The book discusses the subject of gender dysphoria and the purported societal pressure to push the diagnosis onto children, particularly young girls. Abigail Schreier reacts to people wanting her book pulled from stores.
Woke activists have taken the position that we are never allowed to question anyone's transition, no matter their age, the circumstance, or the incredible lack of adequate medical oversight.
The Wall Street Journal contributor speaking there on Fox News, Target did eventually reverse their decision to pull the book after facing backlash. Big changes coming to March Madness in 2021.
The 2021 edition of the NCAA basketball tournament could be bringing new meaning to being on the bubble. The selection committee for the men's tournament announced Monday that it was in talks with the city of Indianapolis to host the entire 67-game tournament with all 68 participating teams converging in central Indiana. In a release, the committee admitted that holding the event in March across 13 different venues, as originally planned, was not currently feasible. The NCAA says it's developing a plan for the tournament to be played in a single location, with details to be confirmed by the first of the year. The men's and women's basketball seasons are set to tip off on November 25th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.